Thanks to grant funding, the Wetaskiwin Family Medical Practice, WFMP, is now offering free child and youth mental health counseling provided by a registered provisional psychologist. WFMP applied for, and was awarded, grants for two initiatives through the Rural Team Recruitment Grant Program. WFMP is also expanding its community wellness program, Social Determinants of Health, SDOH, to run 2 days a week. WFMP is a private business that opened in 2002. The community wellness program, run by Candice McDougall, was started in May 2024, in response to the growing awareness that many of their patients' health outcomes are influenced by factors beyond clinical care. We recognize that issues like housing insecurity, food access, education, and income stability play a critical role in a person's overall health and well-being, and we want to be a part of the solution for patients by giving them a hand up, not a handout, said WFMP in a provided statement. Since the program launched a year ago, they've had over 80 patients access it. McDougall connects patients with appropriate community, provincial and federal resources and supports, including help with budgeting, utility negotiations, and other resources. The Youth Mental Health Program, which began in December 2023, is run by Dr. Hendricks and RPP Katie Coyne. There was a lack of physician accessibility for children and youth who were struggling with their mental health and did not have access to a family doctor, WFMP said. The program is designed to help with early intervention. Hendricks and a registered nurse are CanReach trained, and now Coyne has joined the team as well. Coyne provides child and youth counseling at no cost. Youth are either referred from their family doctor at WFMP or through the Youth Mental Health Program. The new counseling component is intended to help the children and youth build resilience and coping skills, said WFMP. Both the Community Wellness Program and the Youth Mental Health Program accept referrals from the doctors at WFMP and self-referrals, meaning people don't need to be patients of WFMP to receive services under the programs. Care through both programs is continuous as patients are followed and encouraged on their journey. Grants were written for the counselor portion of the Child and Youth Mental Health Program and for the Community Wellness Program from a government initiative in November 2024, and both applications received 2 years of funding. Our hope is that, with collaboration with other community agencies and both programs' success, that we will be able to continue them both beyond the 2 years of grant funding, said WFMP. Both initiatives reflect WFMP's commitment to patient-centered care and our belief that healthcare should adapt to meet the evolving needs of the community we serve. The renovation of the space for the wellness officer took place in February 2025 and was open for use in March. A grand opening celebration is being held at WFMP, located at 5101 C50 Street, on May 30th. Anyone who would like more information on the programs is welcome to join. There will be a ribbon cutting and speeches starting at 3 p.m.